Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babu Fadl al-Raja'i, the chapter on the virtue of hope. And we explained there's a difference between Babu al-Raja'i, the chapter before this, the chapter on hope itself, and here the virtue of hope. In other words, hope is something that is necessary. And over and above it being necessary, there is virtue in it, there's fazilat also in it. Like how food is necessary, we need to eat food, but we won't say that there is virtue for eating. But here there is virtue to have hope. In other words, hope is something we need. Air is something we need. We won't say there is virtue in air. But Allah Ta'ala's clemency, kindness, mercy is such that it is something that we need in our lives to have hope in the mercy of Allah, in the clemency, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even though this is something that we are in need of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that there is virtue, there is fazilat in it also. Such a beautiful thing. This kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beautiful, so wide, that even in the kindness of Allah ta'ala, there is fazilat in that kindness also. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, annahu qala Allah ta'ala, ana inda dhanni abdi bi, wa ana ma'ahu haythu yadhkuruni, wallahi ilallahu afrahu bitawbati abdihi min ahadikum, yaji dhalatahu bil falati. ومن تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا ومن تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت إليه باعا وإذا أقبل إلي يمشي أقبلت إليه أهرول. متفق عليه. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so this hadith Qudsi, hadith Qudsi is that hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So we explain that you get two types of tilawat. One is tilawat matlu and one is tilawat ghair matlu. One is the tilawat that we recite in Quran. That is the tilawat matlu. Ghair matlu is also the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we don't make tilawat of it. So hadith Qudsi is of that type, that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, but we don't make tilawat of it. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I treat my servant according to his expectations of me. This is something that is very, very important. That whatever our expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat us. If we got hope in Allah ta'ala's favor, Allah ta'ala's mercy, Allah ta'ala's kindness, accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat us. If we show trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we show faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat us. If we show doubt, that I don't know if Allah ta'ala is going to give me, he won't give me, I need to do this, I must do that, I must make a plan here, I must go into haram, I must go into doubtful things, then accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat us. But you get a person that is firm and he put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely a day will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the way for him. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for in his wisdom, feels that he wants to open it up in akhirat, Allah ta'ala will definitely open it up in akhirat. But it will definitely come. We should never ever lose any hope and expectations in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of our weaknesses, is that very often we put our expectations in people. The moment we put our expectations in people, we get let down. One of the easiest way to get let down is put expectations in people. We should put all our expectations in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we need to happen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it happen. Anyway, the next part of this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am with him wherever he remembers me. Wherever he remembers me. In other words, wherever the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with that person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now mentions in this part of the hadith that by Allah, Allah ta'ala is more pleased with the repentance of his servant than one of you who finds his lost conveyance and possessions in a barren land. Allah ta'ala gets more happy. Allah Ta'ala gets more happy than a person who finds his lost conveyance and possession in a barren land, a land, open land, in a desert land. A person lost his conveyance, he lost whatever he had on it. In those days, this was like the every hope of life was in that camel, for example, and whatever is there. It's an open land, there was no cell phone, there was no pit stop, there was no ultra city, there was no people passing by so frequently that if you lost something, then suddenly you can get assistance. It's as though all your hope is in that animal and the possession that you've got. And you lost it temporarily, and now you suddenly find it. What excitement a person goes through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets more happy when a person makes tawbah and comes back to Allah than that person that finds his position. Can you imagine the mercy, clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The person did something wrong. He went against Allah ta'ala, but because he came back to Allah ta'ala, it's like how that animal came back. This person got so excited. It's just for our understanding purposes. Reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from emotions. But for our understanding purposes, Allah ta'ala gets so excited, so happy, even more happier than that person who lost every form of life, or hope of life, and now he finds it and he gets so excited. Allah ta'ala gets more excited and more happier by a person who comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of tawbah. The next part of this hadith, whoever comes close to me by one span, I go closer to him by one hand span. And one who approaches me by a hand span, I approach him by an arm span. We explained this last time. The shibran here, person opens up his palm, then from the baby finger till the thumb, person is coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This amount, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to him one zira, from the tip of the longest finger, from the middle finger, till the elbow. This is known as a zira. Allah, in other words, he's only coming so much to Allah. Allah is coming so much more to him. Allah ta'ala is so excited that this person is turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an example, an analogy for us to understand our weak understanding. So it's for our understanding. And then the next part, Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا. That person who comes close to me by one's hand span, Allah ta'ala goes to him an arm span. In other words, ulama say ba'an, person opens up both his hands from end to end, that distance. He only came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this distance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went to him that distance. And then the last part of the hadith, one who approaches me walking, I go to him running. This person comes to me in tawbah, he turns in repentance, he's coming towards Allah ta'ala, he decided to change his life. Come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what condition? He comes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala walking. Allah ta'ala goes towards him running. In other words, Allah ta'ala is waiting to embrace us. It is just for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How foolish it is when Allah ta'ala is waiting so much for us to turn towards him, but yet we are getting caught up in the dunya, yet we're getting caught up in the entertainment and the excitement. There's only foolishness on our side. The quicker we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the quicker we will find the mercy, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enveloping us. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. When we hear these type of ahadith, it gives us so much of hope that what a kind, merciful, clement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we got. It is just that we need to take that one step towards him, and then we'll see how much Allah ta'ala is willing to give us and come towards us. But that step needs to be taken by us. And whenever we hear this, we should make near that I want to change my life from now. Don't think that I'm going to wait till I get old. I'm going to wait for now another occasion, Ramadan, then I'll start. Make the near we start right now, immediately. You never know whether we'll see Ramadan or we won't see Ramadan, but at least that niyat and intention is made. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.